我感谢主，让我们有机会能够聚在一起，彼此有交通。
I thank the Lord that we have the opportunity to gather together to have fellowship with one another.
我想今年参加过西岸特会的弟兄姊妹都应该有很深刻的印象。
I believe for the brothers and sisters who attended the West Coast Christian Conference have a very deep impression.
啊，这次我们的主题是讲到神给教会的托付。
And the theme of this year's conference was what God has entrusted to the church.
啊，我相信经过这次特会之后，我们弟兄姊妹们大家都知道什么是神给教会的托付。
I believe after the conference, all the brothers and sisters ought to know what is it that the Lord has entrusted the church with.
我们都知道神有一个非常重要的心意。
We know that God has a very important desire.
啊，就是要借着教会呢，能把基督的见证能够彰显出来。
That is through the church will be able to manifest the testimony of the Lord.
啊，这是神给教会的一个重要的托付。
And this is a very important mission which God has entrusted the church with.
啊，当然今天我们要认识神给教会的托付是很重要的。
Of course, it is very important for us to know what the Lord has entrusted the church with today.
作为神的儿女。
As the children of God,
我们必须明白神给教会的托付是什么。
We must know what the trust is which God has entrusted the church with.
但是很可惜，我们看见地上的教会，看见神的儿女，真正知道神给教会托付的人并不太多。
But sadly, when we look at the church, when we look at the children of God, those who truly know the trust of God is not many.
当然，认识托付是非常的重要。
Of course, it is extremely important to know that trust.
但是我们要忠于主所给我们的托付是更重要的。
Even more so, it is even more important that we must be faithful to that trust which the Lord has entrusted us with.
这个意思说，如果我们仅仅的知道而已，
That is to say, if we merely know of that trust,
而不能忠心于神给我们的托付，
yet we're not able to be faithful unto that trust.
弟兄姊妹们，神的托付在我们身上，人就是落空的。
Then, brothers and sisters, the trust of God upon us is still empty.
我们甚至可以这样说。
Even to a point we can put it this way.
如果我们不能忠于神给我们的托付，
If we cannot be faithful to that trust of God,
你宁可不知道什么是神的托付。
It rather be that we do not know what the trust of God is.
我们从主的话语里面可以看见。
From the word of God, we're able to see.
当神的百姓知道什么，神给他们的托付是什么的时候，
When the people of God know the trust of God,
而他们不能忠于神给他们的托付，
yet they're not able to be true to that trust,
那个后果是很严重的。
Then that is a very solemn result.
所以经过西安特会之后，
Therefore, after the WCCC,
当我来之前我在主面前一点寻求，
As I was seeking before the Lord,
我觉得应当和弟兄姊妹彼此有一个激励。
I feel that we ought to mutually encourage one another.
让我们不仅知道认识什么是神的托付，
so that we would not only know that trust which God has entrusted with us,
我们更是能够忠心于神给我们的托付，
but even more so that we are to be faithful to that trust.
所以呢，这两次的聚会呢，我要和弟兄姊妹们交通关于忠心的事情。
Therefore, in these two meetings, I would like to share with brothers and sisters concerning this matter of faithfulness.
那主许可今天晚上呢，我们交通怎样做一个忠心的人。
If the Lord's willing, tonight we'll share on how to be a faithful person.
明天晚上呢，我们要讲到怎样在乱世当中能够忠心。
Tomorrow evening, we will share how in this wicked and perverse generation that we can be faithful.
我想开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些的圣经。
Let us first turn to a few Bible passages.
我们先看以弗所书第一章。
Let us first turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第一节和第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗和兄弟提摩太，写信给哥罗西的圣徒，在基督里有忠心的弟兄，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父归于你们。
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再看启示录第十七章。
Also Revelation chapter 17,
十七章第十四节。
Revelation chapter 17 verse 14,
他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王，同着羔羊的就是蒙召被选有忠心的，也必得胜。
These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful.
第十九章第十一节。
Chapter 19, verse 11.
我观看见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的称为诚信真实，他审判征战都按着公义。
And I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war.
这里这个诚信也可以翻作是忠心。
Here in the Chinese translation, it can also mean faithful.
我们回头看哥林多前书第一章。
Let us turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所造，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
约翰福音第十六章。
Gospel according to John, chapter 16,
第十三节,
verse 13.
约翰十六章十三节。
Gospel according to John, chapter 16, verse 13.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
第二节。
Verse 2.
希伯来书第三章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 2.
他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样。
Who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house.
我们最后看马太福音第二十五章。
Lastly, let us turn to the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 25.
马太福音二十五章第二十一节。
Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 25, verse 21.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
我们可以知道，神在历世历代都要求人，也呼召人要忠心。
Now we can know that God has called and also required men throughout the ages to be faithful.
并且今天神在地上一直在寻找忠心的人。
Today God is still seeking for those who are faithful.
特别在今天这个末了的时代。
Especially in these last days.
这个忠心的呼召更是来得迫切。
This calling to be faithful is even more urgent.
我们知道这个末世呢，就是神的工作快要完成的时候。
And we know that in these last days, it is near the completion of God's work.
神把我们留在最末了的一个世代。
God has left us in these last days.
弟兄姊妹，一方面来讲，我们要面临这个世界一个极大的变动。
Brothers and sisters, on the one hand, we are to face a great change of great turnover in this world.
但是另外一面呢,
yet, on the other hand, this is the greatest glory which God has imparted to us.
因为今天我们在座神的儿女可能都有机会亲眼看见
That is because the brothers and sisters, the children of God seated here today, we can see with our own eyes the completion of God's work.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, to us, this is a great encouragement.
我最近常常想起主耶稣所做的一个比喻。
I often think of this parable which the Lord gave.
他讲到有人呢,有一个主人呢,找人进到他的葡萄园里去做工。
The Lord said that he has sought servants to work in his vineyard.
有的人是早上
And there are some who enter in the morning, and some who work through the
noontime,
and some in the afternoon.
还有一般人是傍晚的时候进去的。
But yet another group that just enter before the evening.
到了晚上，这个主人发工钱的时候啊。
And at the night when the master gave the wages.
每个人得到的工钱都是一样的。
And each one of them received the same wage.
所以那个先进来的人觉得哈主人不公平。
Therefore, those who worked in the morning felt the master was being unfair.
那么弟兄姊妹，主把这个比喻给我们是什么用意呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, when the Lord gave us this parable, what did he mean? Now I feel that this parable is especially encouraging for the saints in the last days. Therefore, when I think of this parable, I'm very excited. I don't know if you're just as excited.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, the Lord kept us in the end here.
那么主回来的日子非常的迫近。
Now, the day of the Lord's return is very close.
也许我们只用了短短的一点时间在主面前的中心。
Perhaps we're only a little bit faithful in a short period of time before the Lord. Yet we're to receive the same reward as the saints throughout the ages before us.
所以我们处在这个末后的时代。
Therefore, as we live in these last days, even more so, God calls us to be faithful.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters, that is because God's heart can only be entrusted to those who are faithful. Now the faithful, the true message can be delivered to all the people of God. But the trust is only to those who are faithful. And we can see in the New Testament,
以弗所跟哥罗西这两卷书,
for these two epistles, Ephesians and Colossians,
是特别讲到神永远的旨意,
it especially speaks on that eternal will of God. And that is also a very important trust which God has given to the church. In all the epistles of Paul, only these two letters are written to those who are faithful. Therefore, only those who are faithful are worthy to be entrusted by God. Therefore, brothers and sisters, today we're not merely to know that yes, God has a trust to the church. We must be one who is faithful. Today, God is seeking for those who are faithful in His church.
在教会中啊, 他说注重我们的是忠心不忠心。
We can put it this way, God is emphasizing whether we are faithful or not in His church.
我们人在教会里面, 我们所注重的是恩赐。
When we are in the church, we look at who is talented, who is gifted. I believe all the children of God everywhere is focused on the talent, on the gift. But what God regards, looks upon is faithfulness. We can say today in Christendom,
有恩赐有才干的人不少,
there are many who are talented and gifted. Yet there are very few who are truly faithful.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
如果你有恩赐有才干,
if you're gifted, you're talented,
你能再加上忠心的话呢,
if you add on faithfulness unto that,
这会使你的恩赐和才干
Then your talent, your gift is even more equipped and meaningful. We thank the Lord.
可能我们大多数的弟兄姊妹, 我们都是没有恩赐,
perhaps most of us here are not gifted, not talented.
哈, 没有才干,
Oh, that's fine if I'm not
没有恩赐,
gifted.
不要紧,
if I'm not talented, that is fine.
要你们忠心,
but as long as you are faithful,
弟兄姊妹们, 神的心就能满足,
then brothers and sisters, God's heart is satisfied.
是在讲我们的神,
In fact, our God is almighty. He does not need man's talent at all. And even the gifts are bestowed by him.
弟兄姊妹们, 今天神要看你能不能忠心在
神的事情上, brothers and sisters, today God is looking upon if you're faithful or not to his matter.
所以马太福音第25章,
therefore, in the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 25, God says that the Lord Jesus will return. And when he returns, those whom the Lord praises are those who are faithful.
不是有恩赐的人,
not those who are gifted.
不是有才干的人,
not those who are talented. But God is to praise those who are faithful.
他说,
and he says good, and this good in the original text means blessed.
有,
and only those who are faithful are blessed.
他说,
it says good, you are good and faithful servant.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是我们一生在主面前过来的时候，最后在主跟前。
This is the praise we all seek for at the very end before our Lord.
今天我们活在地上，我们常常喜欢人的称赞，
today as we live on earth, we delight in the praises of men.
我们很在乎人的称赞。
And we really want the praises of men.
那些忠心跟随主的人，他们只在乎主的称赞。
Those who are faithful in following the Lord, they only want the praises of men.
人称不称赞我们根本就无所谓。
But whether man praises us or not, it's not matter.
如果到最后来到基督的审判台前，
But at the end, when we come before the judgment seat of Christ,
我们对你说好。 你是又善良又忠心的仆人,
if the Lord is able to say to us, well done, good and faithful servant, then your whole life has been worthwhile. There has true value there.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们实在需要主给我们里面能有这样一个看见。
Indeed, the Lord must show us this vision within.
所以我想我们和弟兄姊妹们来讲一讲关于忠心的事情。
Therefore, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters concerning this matter of faithfulness.
我跟你们大家相互彼此的勉励。
Now, we are mutually fellowshipping, encouraging one another.
因为提到忠心的事情呢, 我里面觉得很惭愧。
Because when I share on this matter of faithfulness, I feel ashamed.
但是我们活在地上, 主还把机会给我们,
but while we live on earth, the Lord still gives us opportunity. And we still have the chance to be those who are faithful.
所以不要放弃,
so do not give up.
我不放弃, 你们也不要放弃,
I shall not give up, and you should not either.
我们求主让我们抓住这一点点的机会, 忠心在他的跟前。
And may the Lord give us to hold fast to these chances to be faithful before him.
在新的圣经里面,
in the New Testament,
忠心这个希腊字,
now this Greek word faithful,
那是出自信心,
its root is from the word faith.
它跟信心是同一个字根,
therefore, the same root of these two words, faith.
所以这告诉我们,
it tells us,
弟兄姊妹, 没有信心, 你就不可能做忠心的人。
Without faith, then you cannot be one who is faithful.
今天我们必须对神有所认识。
We must know God today.
我们也必须信赖神。
And we must also trust in him.
这样才能够产生忠心。
Therefore, it can produce faithfulness.
所以在 新约圣经希腊文的本身的意义里面,
therefore, in the New Testament, in the root of this Greek word, we are very sure of this definition.
当然这个字呢,不仅用在人的身上,
of course, this word is not only used upon man.
这个字呢,也用在神的身上,
this word is also used upon God himself.
在圣经里面,当这个字用在神的身上的时候呢,
when this particular word is used upon God himself,
中文是翻作信实,
the Chinese translation translates it as faithful, that is trustworthy.
就说神是信实的神,
that God is trustworthy, he is a faithful God.
我们感谢神,
we thank God,
那位三而一的神,
the triune God,
他乃是向自己忠心的,
he is faithful unto himself.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们的父神,
brothers and sisters, our Father God,
他向自己是忠心的,
he is faithful unto himself.
所以圣经里面有这样的话说,
therefore the Bible tells us,
提摩太后书第2章13节告诉我们说, 神从来不背乎他的自己。
Therefore, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13, it says that God does not deny himself.
那么他是信实的, 直到永远是可信的。
That is because he is faithful, he is ever trustworthy.
因为他向自己是忠心的。
Because he is faithful unto himself.
弟兄姊妹们, 因为他是信实的神。
Brothers and sisters, because he is a faithful God,
他的爱是可靠的。
Therefore, his love is trustworthy.
他的旨意是不改变的。
His will does not change.
他向我们的呼召也是不改变的。
And there is no repentance with his calling.
都是始终如一的。
And it is the same from beginning to end.
所以因此呢, 这个忠心这个字呢,
therefore, in this nature of this word faithful, there is this a meaning of unchanging.
那意思就是说你变来变去的那个不是中心。
And therefore it means if you're always wavering and changing, that is not faithfulness. God is faithful because he is forever the same.
因为我们的神就是这样的。
For he is our God.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
因为他向着自己中心,
that is because he is faithful unto himself.
所以我们在他面前就蒙福了。
Therefore we are blessed in his presence.
雅各书里面有这样的话说,
and in the book of James it says,
因为在父,
that there is no changing or shadow with him.
他也没有转动的影儿,
and he changes not.
所以我们的神, 他应许我们, 他爱我们,
therefore, the promises of God and his love to us is to the end.
那么他在我们身上的荣耀旨意呢,
it is the same with his glorious will upon us. It is the same to the end.
所以圣经告诉我们说神是信实的,
therefore, the Bible tells us God is faithful.
就神向他自己是忠心的,
because God is trustworthy to himself.
不仅我们的父是这样,
not only our Father is that way,
我们的主耶稣基督也是这样,
our Lord Jesus Christ is the same.
所以在圣经里面他有另外一个名字叫做诚信真实。
Therefore, there's another name for our Lord. He is the faithful and true.
圣经也有这样的话说主是信实,
and there are these words describing our Lord, he is faithful.
是的，当主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上的时候,
yes, when our Lord Jesus was the Word become flesh,
我们看见他忠于他的父亲,
we see that he is faithful unto his Father,
他与父完全的一致,
that he is the same with the Father.
父的计划是怎样, 他的计划也是怎样,
however the plan of the Father is, that is the plan of the Lord.
他完全忠于父给他的一个托付,
he is altogether faithful to the trust which the Father has given to him.
所以神的旨意在他的儿子身上, 他做了成就,
therefore the will of God the Father was completed in his Son.
因为我们的主耶稣基督忠心到底,
and our Lord Jesus Christ was faithful until the end.
我们诗歌里面有首诗歌写得很好啊,
there is a hymn that we have that is written very well,
讲到说四维 不忠,
it says that even though those around him are unfaithful, yet he remains true.
我们的主在地上的时候, 弟兄姊妹们, 他只知道一件事情,
our Lord, while he was on earth, he knew only one thing, and that is to do the will of God the Father.
感谢我们的主, 最后在十字架上,
we thank the Lord at the end, he completed the will of God the Father on the cross.
他不仅在地上的时候,
not only was he faithful while on earth,
等到他复活升天, 坐在父的右边,
even when he was risen, ascended, and seated at the right hand of God,
在宝座上,
even on the throne.
希伯来书第二章17节告诉我们说,
in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17, it tells us,
他在宝座上成了慈悲忠信的大祭司,
it tells us in there that he is our faithful great high priest,
为我们在代祷,
interceding for us.
弟兄姊妹们, 到他身上了宝座, 他仍旧是忠心的,
even as he is ascended on the throne, he is still faithful.
所以主在天上,
therefore, the Lord intercedes for us in heaven. And this is the most faithful prayer. And we thank God.
我们常常有时候希望弟兄姊妹们为我们祷告。
Many times we ask brothers and sisters to pray for us. And as for me, I have much shortcoming regarding that.
因为有太多弟兄姊妹常常跟我讲,孙弟兄,请你为我祷告。
Because there are many brothers and sisters who say, brother, son, please pray for me.
哎,我说好。
I say, yes.
但是我回去就忘记,
but I forget when I go home.
甚至有时候碰见弟兄说, 哎,弟兄,你有没有为我祷告啊?
Even to a point when sometimes the brothers and sisters ask me, brother, did you pray for me?
哎呀,我说对不起,忘记了。
I say, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
弟兄姊妹们,我在人的托付上面不忠心。
Brothers and sisters, I was unfaithful to what has a man has entrusted me with.
但是有一位,
but there is one.
弟兄姊妹,无论你在什么样的情况里,
no matter what condition we are in,
他是忠心为你在祷告,
he is faithfully praying for you.
就是我们的主耶稣基督,
and that is our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
我们真是感谢主,
and we thank the Lord.
所以主耶稣基督在圣经里面是一个忠心的榜样,
therefore our Lord Jesus Christ is that faithful example for us in the Bible.
没有人能够像他那样的忠心,
there is no one as faithful as he is.
所以希伯来书说他为他设立他的忠心, 为他设立他的忠心,
therefore in Hebrews it tells us he is faithful unto him who appointed him.
所以我们看见主耶稣基督神的儿子也是忠心的。
Therefore we see that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he also is faithful.
那么圣灵呢?
And the Holy Spirit,
圣灵也是忠心的。
The Holy Spirit himself is also faithful.
圣经虽然没有明显的话, 讲到圣灵的忠心,
even though there are not very evident words that speaks of the faithfulness of the Holy Spirit,
但是在约翰福音第16章13节里面,
yet in the Gospel according to John chapter 16 verse 13,
告诉我们说, 这位保惠师来了之后呢, 他不说自己的话,
therefore it tells us this comforter, when he has come, he does not speak of himself.
他也不做自己的事,
and he does not do his own thing.
他只把所听见的说出来,
but he only speaks that which he hears.
并且他在地上, 他一心的就是为了荣耀耶稣基督。
And while on earth, his own desire is to glorify the Lord Jesus.
所以圣灵在地上, 他的工作也是向着父神忠心。
Therefore, even the work of the Holy Spirit himself on earth is to be faithful to God the Father.
在旧约圣经里面,
In the Old Testament,
有一章圣经,
There is this chapter.
记载一个美丽的故事。
It records for us a very beautiful story.
那么从这个故事里面呢,
and from this story,
我们可以看见父子圣灵之间的工作的一个关系在里面。
We're able to see that working relationship of God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
那就是创世纪第24章。
And that is recorded for us in Genesis chapter 24.
我们知道在创世纪24章里面, 乃是讲到亚伯拉罕, 为他的儿子以撒娶亲的故事。
Now we know that story in Genesis 24, that is Abraham seeking a wife for his son Isaac.
这个以撒呢, 活了很大的年纪了, 都没有结婚。
Now Isaac was getting older in age, yet he was still single.
结果呢, 是他的爸爸呢, 替他来这个安排。
At last, it was his father who made this arrangement for him.
所以这个老父亲呢, 就把他们管理, 全部家业的最老的一个仆人找来。
Therefore, Abraham the father sought out the most elder senior steward of his house and asked for him.
然后对这个老仆人说啊,
and said to this elderly servant,
你把你的手放在我的大腿底下。
Now, put your hand under my right thigh.
那么你要发誓。
And you must swear.
绝对不能给我的儿子娶个迦南人。
And you cannot take for a wife for my son to be a Canaanite. But you must find for him a wife of my family and my tribe.
所以这个老仆人就带了10匹骆驼，带了很多的财宝，就去了。Therefore,
this servant took with him many riches and 10 camels and went seeking for a wife.
当你仔细读这张圣经的时候啊,
and when you read very carefully this chapter,
你看这个老仆人啊, 一路上都不能忘记他的主人亚伯拉罕。
You're able to see the servant does not forget about his master Abraham on the way.
他一路往前去, 他一路上祷告神。
As he is moving forward, he continues to pray to God.
他要忠于亚伯拉罕给他的托付。
He is to be faithful to what Abraham has trusted him with.
当然最后呢, 他真的是在那, 你给以撒娶了个妻。
Now, of course, at the end, he finds a wife for Isaac.
把那个利百加带回来了。
And he brings Rebecca home.
那弟兄姊妹们, 这个故事啊,
now, brothers and sisters, that story,
我们可以在里面从,
we're able to see the shadow of the Holy Spirit.
那个老仆人啊, 真是圣灵的一个化身。
And now, that old servant is a type of the Holy Spirit.
今天在神的家里, 谁是管理神, 全家产业最老的仆人呢?
Now, who is that most elder servant in the house of God that is a steward over all the inheritance of God?
我们知道就是圣灵。
And we know that is the Holy Spirit.
那么圣灵今天在地上做什么事呢?
Now, what is the work of the Holy Spirit on earth today?
就是为主耶稣基督找一个配偶啊。
Now, it is to find that helpmate for the Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见圣灵今天在地上的工作,
therefore, we can see the work of the Holy Spirit on earth today.
就如同那个老仆人的工作一样。
It is just like the work of the old servant.
他忠于神的计划。
He is faithful to the plan of God.
忠于神的吩咐。
He is faithful to the trust of God.
他在地上只做一件事情。
He only does this work on earth.
就是一心要为主耶稣基督找到配偶。
That is only one desire to find that helpmate for the Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们可以看见我们的神,
we're able to see our God,
三而一的神,
this triune God.
圣经里面讲到了父子圣灵三个都是中心。
It speaks of the triune God, the Father, the Spirit, the Son, and the Spirit. They are all faithful.
我们要感谢我们的神,
we must thank our God,
因为他向自己忠心,
because he is faithful unto himself.
我们这班人都是有盼望的。
Therefore, we have hope today.
当然弟兄姊妹们,
of course, brothers and sisters,
神不仅向自己忠心,
God is not only faithful unto himself,
他也呼召我们能够做忠心的人。
He also calls us to be those who are faithful.
今天我们必须要成为那班, 这个,
Now today we must be that group who is called, chosen, and faithful. God desires for us to be a faithful servant as we follow Him. To be a faithful companion of the Lord. In Revelation chapter 14 it tells us, and that is the 144,000. And there are those who follow the Lamb. They go wherever the Lamb goes.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, they are faithful to follow the Lord.
今天主也激励,
today, the Lord also encourages us. Likewise, are we willing to be those who follow the Lamb?
那必须羔羊往哪里去,
will we go wherever the Lamb goes?
就像在旧约圣经里面,
just like the Old Testament,
大卫有很多的勇士,
there are many mighty men of David. And we can see all of these mighty men are faithful unto David.
他们不仅
not only can they help him and make, support him to the throne, to help him establish the nation of Israel. I know that the Holy Spirit records these stories. It is to encourage us so that we can be one who is faithful. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in these last days, we know that being faithful is the most important calling from God. If our ears are able to hear such a calling, then, brothers and sisters, we thank God. Now, how is it God wants us to be faithful? There are three aspects which God requires from us.
但是这三方面的要求呢,
even in these three aspects, it is established upon three relationships we have with the Lord.
我们日主之间呢,
now there are many different descriptions of our relationships with the Lord in the Bible. But in the midst of all these relationships, there are three. It especially requires our faithfulness. It is reasonable to require us to be faithful. The first relationship is in a husband and wife. We know in this relationship between a husband and wife, they must be faithful. This is reasonable.
那么第二个关系,
a second relationship,
是朋友的关系,
it is a relationship between friends.
在朋友的关系上,
amongst friends, you must be faithful.
第三个关系,
and this third relationship is this relationship between the master and the servant. Now the master requires the servant to be faithful. Therefore, we can see from the Bible we do have these three relationships with the Lord. These three layer relationships. It is reasonable for those relationships requiring us to be faithful. So God requires us to be faithful. Because first He places us in this very important relationship.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们都知道今天在地上夫妻之间彼此的忠心是非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, we know as a husband and wife, you must be faithful to each other.
好朋友一定是忠心的朋友。
You must be faithful to your good friends.
好的仆人也一定是
and a good servant is also faithful to his master.
那么在这三重的关系上面,
now in these three relationships,
弟兄姊妹们主要求了三件事情。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord requires three things.
在夫妻的关系上面,
in the relationship between husband and wife,
要求我们忠于他的名。
God requires for us to be faithful to his name.
啊, 我们都知道我们蒙恩得救之后呢, 我们都是在主的名下。
Now we know after we are saved by grace, we are under the name of the Lord.
我们被称为主名下的人。
We are those who are called under the name of the Lord.
就如同什么? 如同妻子在丈夫的名下一样。
For example, is as the wife is under the name of the husband.
我们中国人这个结了婚之后呢, 就冠上夫姓。
Now, for the Chinese, after marriage, the wife takes the husband's last name.
哎, 美国人也是一样, 你结了婚之后, 你就冠上夫姓。
It's for, the same for the Americans. After marriage, the wife takes the names of the husband.
所以当你一结婚, 嫁给别人之后,
therefore, after you're married to someone,
从此之后, 你要忠于那个姓。
Therefore, you have to be faithful unto that name.
好, 我们晓得在中国的历史上面呢, 很多这些妇女啊, 忠于她的丈夫, 忠于那个姓。
We know throughout Chinese history, there are many women who are faithful to their husbands, to the name they have taken.
我们晓得在, 无论旧约、新约圣经,
now we know whether in the Old or New Testament,
在旧约圣经, 神对待以色列百姓, 神是用丈夫对待妻子的态度, 关系来对待,
in the Old Testament, God treats the Israelites as a husband treats his wife.
神把以色列人当作他的妻子,
and God treats the Israelites as his wife.
但是我们看见, 以色列人啊, 是一个不忠贞的妻子,
yet we can see that Israel was an unfaithful wife.
我们的神呢, 却是一个忠实的丈夫,
yet our God was a faithful husband.
啊, 我们从旧约圣经里面可以读出好多的主的圣经啊, 那么神的指责这个, 以色列人是一个不忠贞的妻子。
Now, from many scriptures in the Old Testament, we can see how God points out Israel was being an unfaithful wife.
特别当你读到以西结书的时候,
especially when we read the book of Ezekiel,
弟兄姊妹, 你会看见那里面对于这个, 以色列人, 神有很严厉的指责。
We can see toward the Israelites, God has very solemn rebuke.
他们本来应该是这个做神的, 忠贞的妻子,
they ought to be a pure and chaste wife of God.
但是他们拜了偶像,
yet they worship idols.
他们偏向了别的事物,
and they have turned to other things.
所以神非常的伤心,
therefore, it caused sorrow in God's heart.
打发先知们去责备他们,
God sent the prophets to rebuke them.
那些话都是非常严厉的,
and all those words were very severe.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 甚至严厉到一个地步说, 你这些忠心的臣, 这些忠心, 本来忠贞的妻子, 变成妓女了。
Now, those words are so severe that they ought to be a faithful wife, yet they have made themselves to be whores.
我们知道这在旧约圣经里面,
and we know that is a very solemn rebuke in the Old Testament.
当我们读何西亚书的时候,
and when we read the book of Hosea,
弟兄姊妹,
we can even see that impression even more deeper.
啊, 神就让这个何西亚去娶一个妓女,
and God uses Hosea to take for himself a wife who was a harlot.
啊, 意思就说神完全呢, 没有在意我们的身份是什么东西,
that means God no longer is mindful of our status, what it ought to be.
我们虽然是这样的败坏污秽不堪神还是爱我们,
even though we are corrupt and defiled, yet God still loves us.
所以他借着先知的表达他的爱,
therefore through the prophet God manifests his love toward us.
结果那个妻子呢, 过一阵就跑掉了,
and after a while this wife went off.
啊, 后来呢, 生下了儿女,
and even the children behind.
那么这些儿女到底是不是他的, 我们也不知道,
now whether these children are actually Hosea's children, we do not know.
但是神让何西阿表达神那个不改变的爱,
yet God uses Hosea to manifest to us his unchanging love.
何西阿实在是一个忠实的丈夫,
and indeed Hosea was a faithful husband.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
and dear brothers and sisters,
你从旧约圣经里面可以看见 有许多这样的描述。
Now from the Old Testament, we see many of such descriptions.
啊, 因为以色列百姓不忠于神的名,
that is because the people of Israel is not faithful to the name of God.
当然到了新约, 我们很清楚,
now in the New Testament, we're very clear.
我们知道教会是羔羊的妻,
we know that the church is the bride, the lamb, the bride of the lamb.
啊, 弟兄姊妹, 我们都知道今天我们已经是许配给基督了。
We know today we have been espoused to Christ.
主耶稣基督回来的时候, 就是他迎娶的日子。
That is on the day of the Lord's return, he is to take his wife.
所以保罗在哥林多书信里面鼓励哥林多的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore in the Corinthian letters, Paul encourages the Corinthians.
我们应该做童女啊。
We ought to present ourselves as chaste and pure virgins.
应该一心地等候主的回来,
longing for the Lord's return.
我们已经许配给基督了,
because we have been espoused to Christ.
啊, 人说圣灵是印记, 圣灵呢, 有的时候圣灵是个戒指,
and the Holy Spirit is the ring, the band.
所以当你蒙恩得救圣灵住在你里面,
therefore when you're saved by grace, the Holy Spirit dwells in you.
你手上已经戴了个订婚戒指,
you already have the engagement ring on.
你已经是许配给别人了,
you have been espoused to another.
弟兄姊妹, 不可以再, 归给别人,
brothers and sisters, you cannot give yourself to any other.
啊, 所以圣经告诉我们, 我们基督徒要做贞洁的童女,
therefore, the scriptures tell us as Christians, we ought to be pure and chaste.
啊, 我们应当一心等候丈夫的回,
that, that we must long for the return of our groom.
那么弟兄姊妹们,
now, brothers and sisters,
今天我们已经归在耶稣基督的名下,
today we are under the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要像一个妻子一样忠于丈夫的名,
as a wife, we have to be faithful unto our husband's name.
所以你看在启示录第14章第1节告诉我们,
therefore, you can see in Revelation chapter 14, verse 1,
那14万4千人呢,
in that 144,000,
他们有主的名和父的名写在额头上,
they have the name of the Lord and the Father on their forehead.
啊,
Now we know the forehead, our forehead is a very evident, apparent place.
哎, 所以你看东方人呢, 有的他们要示威的时候呢, 啊, 他们就挂个洞在这个额头上, 对吧?
Therefore, when you see the Easterners, they want to protest, they would put something on a band and wrap it around their head.
啊, 这个挂在这里有什么? 很明显, 一看就晓得, 你很生气啊, 你要抗议。
And so when you do have this band wrapped around your head, it's very apparent that you're very angry protesting.
那么这班得胜者呢, 他们是把主的名和父的名摆在额头上面。
Now this group of overcomers, they have their name of God the Father and the Son written on their forehead.
那也就是说呢, 今天呢, 在他们的生活里, 主的名和父的名摆在非常重要的地位上。
In other words, in their daily living, they place the name of the Father and the Son in a very important place.
这是一个明显的一个见证。
It is a very prominent testimony.
我们要向人宣告说我们是在谁的名下。
We have to declare to others whose name we are under.
当然了, 写在额头上还有一个意义。
Of course, to be written on the forehead has another meaning.
就是他们无论什么时刻, 做任何的事情, 他们都要想想主的名。
That is, no matter where they are, what they are doing, at any time, they have to consider the name of the Lord.
我说这样的话, 我做这样的事, 会不会羞辱主的名?
When I say these words, when I do these things, will I shame the name of the Lord?
我说这样的话, 做这样的事, 能够叫主的名得荣耀吗?
Now, when I say these words and do these things, can I glorify the name of the Lord?
今天我们看见很多神的儿女, 虽然已经在主的名下,
today we see many children of God who are under the name of the Lord.
但是很多时候我们说话行事呢, 根本就没想到主的名。
Yet many times in our words and our actions, we do not consider the name of the Lord.
所以很多时候主的名因我们蒙羞了。
Therefore, many times the name of the Lord is shamed because of us.
但是在这里有一半人不一样。
But here there's a group of people that are different.
他们是把主的名时刻放在心里面。
They're always mindful of the name of the Lord.
这件事情如果会叫主的名受亏损。
Now if this matter will cause shame to the name of the Lord.
如果会叫主的名蒙羞,
if it will bring shame to the name of the Lord.
他们就绝对不做。
Then absolutely they will not do
it. 说这样的话,
if I say these words,
会叫主的名蒙羞,
and I will bring shame to the name of the Lord.
他们就绝对不说了。
Then absolutely I will not say them.
妹妹们,
therefore brothers and sisters,
你今天要做得胜者吗?
Today if you want to be an overcomer,
那么第一件事情你就必须忠于主的名。
Then the first thing you have to do is to be faithful unto his name.
把主的名摆在我们的心思里面。
You must put the name of the Lord in your heart.
要常常思想主的名。
You must always be mindful of the name of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
在教会历史中,
in the church history,
为着这个名寻道的人不计其数。
There are so many who are martyred for this name.
有的人就是因为不愿意否认这个名, 丧失生命。
There are some who will not deny his name and therefore gave up their life.
有的人为高举这个名, 结果被杀。
And others, because of their exaltation of this name, will be slaughtered.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
主把他的名给我们, 是多么宝贵的一件事情。
How precious is this that the Lord has given us his name?
这说明他多么的爱我们。
This tells us how much he loves us.
他把我们看作是他的妻。
And how precious are we that we are to be his
所以今天呢,
wife?
所以今天呢, 我们应该因爱而忠心。
Therefore, we must be faithful because of this.
你读启示录二三章里面讲到那亚细亚的七个教会。
When we read Revelation chapter 2 and 3 and see the seven churches of Asia Minor,
我们知道有的教会已经相当的软弱。
We see there are certain churches that are already weak.
但是呢, 你读的时候你会发现,
yet when we read it, we'll discover,
像在以弗所的教会,
for example, the church in Ephesus,
他们已经失去了起初的爱。
They have lost their first love.
但是呢,
yet,
主说啊,
the Lord says,
你们曾为我的名劳苦, 并不乏倦,
that you labor for my name's sake and was not weary.
啊, 这个里面的爱已经没有了。
Now they do not have that love anymore.
但是呢, 他们还为着主的名劳苦,
yet they were still laboring for the name
还在传扬主的名,
of the Lord. And they were still preaching the name of the Lord.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
很多时候我们看见在教会中, 好像差不多有这种情况。
Many times we see the similar condition in the church.
人不一定真是很爱主, 但是呢, 为这个名也劳苦啊。
There are some may not dearly love the Lord, yet they still labor for his name.
所以以弗所, 他们还能够为着主的名劳苦。
Therefore, the church at Ephesus still labor for the name of the Lord.
到了毕加摩的教会里的时候呢,
when we reach the church of Pergamos,
我们看见神说什么呢? 他说, 当我忠心的见证人安提巴在你们中间, 撒旦所住地方被杀之时,
It says, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth.
我们知道比加摩的教会呢，在教会历史上面呢，大概是讲到主后300多年以后的事情。Now
we know the Church of Pergamos tells us the church history about 300 AD.
那个教会的光景已经是非常的黑暗。And
that in those days the church history was extremely dark.
但是他们还有一点长处，他们在这里坚守主的名。Yet
they still have something that the Lord would praise them for, that is to hold fast His name.
所以我想今天呢，普遍的对神的儿女来讲，主的名。
Therefore, the name of the Lord, even in general among God's children today, still has weight. Of course, we have to be faithful to this name. This is extremely important.
所以呢，在神对于忠心的要求的头一个要求，就是要忠于主的名。
Therefore, in this first requirement of faithfulness from the Lord is to be faithful unto His name.
那么第二个呢,
the second one,
就是 要忠于主的自己,
that is to be faithful unto the Lord Himself. This is a requirement amongst friends.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们,
now, brothers and sisters, between friends, there ought to be faithfulness.
Now,
we need to be faithful to the other party. Therefore, in friendship, we have to be faithful unto the Lord Himself. Now, this friendship speaks of an intimate relationship.
啊,如果彼此没有这么亲密的关系,也不容易做朋友,
now, if you do not have an intimate relationship, you cannot become friends.
啊,尤其好朋友,
and especially good friends.
啊,圣经告诉我们呢,主耶稣要成为我们的密友,
now, in the Bible, it tells us that our Lord is to be our good friend.
还不是good friend,比那good friend还要好。
He is even better than our good friend.
啊, 那个是一个非常亲密的一个
He is a very close, intimate friend of ours.
Yeah. 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
啊, 我们感谢神,
and we thank God.
在约翰福音第15章那里,
in the Gospel according to John chapter 15,
主称门徒们为朋友,
the Lord calls His disciples His friends.
啊, 我们晓得这是一个非常
Now we know this is a very dear greeting.
当然今天不仅是些门徒们，我们所有蒙恩得救的基督徒都是主的朋友。
Of course, we know not only the disciples, but all those who are saved under His grace are His friends.
啊，我们晓得在旧约时代中间。Now
we know in the Old Testament,
只有亚伯拉罕一个人被称作是神的朋友。There
was only one, and that was Abraham, who was called the friend of God.
4,000多年的旧约历史，只有一个人被称作是神的朋友。
4,000 years of history in the Old Testament, only one who was called the friend of God.
摩西呢，只是说跟神之间谈话像朋友。For
Moses, the description was that they spoke as friends.
可见做神的朋友是不容易的。We
can see then it is not easy to be God's friend.
弟兄姊妹，你仔细想想看。
Brothers and sisters, consider this carefully. Who are we?
我们这些败坏堕落的罪人,
we are corrupt and fallen sinners.
我们怎么能跟圣洁尊贵的主神做朋友呢?
How are we able to be friends with that holy and majestic God?
这个是不相配的,
that is not worthy of one another.
这是神高抬我们,
but God has exalted us.
今天呢,在地上,当然我们知道这个地上的这些
Today, when we see the nobles of this earth, they are actually not too great.
假设你今天能说,哎呀,Bush总统是我的朋友。
Yet, if you're able to say that President Bush is my friend,
那也很神奇,对不对啊?
Then you look very important.
今天我们想去跟他做朋友还不行的。
Even if we want to befriend him today, it's not possible.
虽然他也是个人,没什么了不起。
Even though he is only man and not anyone great.
毕竟很多,今天美国很多人恨他。
And actually many Americans hate him today.
但是你要想去跟他做朋友还不容易呢。
Yet, even so, even if we want to befriend him, it is not easy. Who are you to be his friend?
弟兄姊妹,我只是做一个简单的比喻。
Now, brothers and sisters, that's a very simple example.
我们的主多尊贵多荣耀,
how honorable, how glorious is our Lord, our God.
哎,我们能成为耶稣的朋友,
yet we're able to be called the friend of Jesus. How great is that?
但是呢, 今天, 并没有太多的人觉得这么一个荣耀。
Yeah, not too many treasure how glorious this fact is.
所以你作为朋友的话呢，你绝对不能背弃自己的朋友。
Therefore, as friends, you cannot betray your friends.
哎呀，我们的主实在是高抬我们。
Indeed, our Lord has exalted us.
你知道朋友呢是站在平等的地位上。
You know, as friends, you are on equal footing.
是吧？如果是我比你低的话呢？
Now, if I was lower than you,
我只能称作你的部下，不能称作你朋友。
Now, I'm only your subordinate. I cannot be called your friend.
对不对呢？
Is that true?
今天能够做朋友关系呢，还站在平等的地位上。
But today, we're on this relationship as friends, then we're on equal footing.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他实在是我们的好朋友。
Indeed, he is our good friend.
他也是我们最忠心的朋友。
And he is our most faithful friend.
他从来没有背乎我们。
And he has never been unfaithful to us, never betrayed us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Now, brothers and sisters.
我们知道在新约圣经里面。
We know in the Bible.
主耶稣的门徒。
The disciples of the Lord.
称他们为朋友。
The Lord calls them his friends.
但是呢，这些门徒们呢，并没有把主当作朋友。
Now yet the disciples did not treat him as a friend.
你看那个犹大。
And you can see Judas.
在犹大的眼中啊。
In the eyes of Judas.
主耶稣只值30块钱。
Now the Lord was only worth 30 pieces of silver.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
犹大实在是轻看主。
Indeed, how Judas despised the Lord.
At the end,
he went to the high priest and betrayed the Lord.
那个大祭司就给他30块钱。
And the high priest gave him 30 pieces of silver.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么朋友？
Brothers and sisters, what friend is that?
如果今天有人30块美金把你卖掉了。
If someone sold you for $30 US today,
你还能称他为你的朋友吗？
Can you still call him your friend?
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
我们的主永远是忠实的朋友。
Our Lord is always our faithful friend.
你看，当犹大带着罗马的兵丁到克西马尼去抓主的时候。
And you can see when Judas led the Roman soldiers to the Garden of Gethsemane to arrest the Lord.
主看见犹大。
The Lord saw Judas.
主怎么称呼他呢？
What did the Lord call him?
主说朋友。
He called him friend.
你要做的事你做吧。
Do what you come to do.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们许多时候读到这些圣经，真是要流眼泪。
When we read such scriptures, we will weep.
我们的主。
Our Lord.
多么的忠实。
How faithful is he?
犹大用30块钱把主卖了。
Judas sold our Lord for 30 pieces of silver.
但是主没有弃绝他。
Yet the Lord did not reject him.
如果是我。
If it was me.
弟兄姊妹，那天就不一样了。
Then it would be a different story.
我不知道用什么话骂犹大。
I don't know what words I will use to scold Judas.
但至少我不会称他为朋友。
Yet, never, at least, I will not call him my friend.
至少我说你这什么朋友，对不对？
I said, what kind of friend are you, at least?
弟兄姊妹们，主没有这样说。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord did not do so. He called him friend.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主一旦把我们当作他的朋友。
Once our Lord treats us as his friend.
主就永远做我们的朋友。
He is forever our friend.
今天他也希望我们真是成为他的朋友。
And today he desires us to be his friend.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要追求做主耶稣的朋友，做他的密友。
Brothers and sisters, we have to pursue to be our Lord's friend, his intimate friend.
我们知道不仅是犹大失败了。
And we know not only did Judas fail,
就是连主所爱的彼得也失败了。
Even dearly beloved Peter also failed.
彼得开头很勇敢啊。
Now before, Peter was very brave.
他说众人都丢弃你，我一定跟着你。
If others forsake you, I will still follow you.
要死我跟你一起死。
Even if you were to die, I will die with you.
弟兄姊妹，甚至他讲他要为主死。
Even to a point, Peter says, I will die for you.
主还没为他死，他要为主死。
Now before the Lord died for Peter, Peter was
trying to
die for the Lord. Now that's a good friend, right?
但是主说鸡叫以前你要三次否认我。
Yet the Lord says before the rooster crows three times, you will deny me.
结果果然。
And true.
当进到大祭司的院子里面的时候。
When he was in the garden of the high priest.
那么小小的使女跟前呢。
Even before this maiden servant.
弟兄姊妹们，彼得就发咒起誓的否认主。
Now Peter cursed and swore and denied the Lord.
三次。
Three times.
那么主有没有责备他呢？
Now did the Lord rebuke him?
没有。
No.
主知道这个朋友失败了。
The Lord knew his friend failed.
但主人就爱他。
Yet the Lord still loved him.
所以到最后呢，主也不要说话，看他一眼。
So at the end, the Lord did not say anything, but only looked at him.
彼得受不了啊。
And Peter could not take it.
受不了。
And he could not bear it.
跑出去痛哭。
And he went out and wept bitterly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们可以对他不忠。
Yes, we may be unfaithful to him.
但是他永远向我们忠心。
Yet he is always true to us.
所以彼得的失败呢, 是因为惧怕。
Therefore, for the failure of Peter was because he was afraid.
犹大的失败是爱钱。
And for the failure of Judas was because he loved money.
所以我们都要很小心。
Therefore, we must be very careful.
因为怎么样,你爱钱可能就会
Brothers and sisters, if we love money, we may be unfaithful to the Lord.
你惧怕,
if you're afraid, you may be unfaithful to the Lord. We thank the Lord throughout church history. Now we can see so many of the brethren are good friends of the Lord. That is because they are unwilling to deny the Lord himself. And they also become martyrs. And they're not only true to his name.
他们的生活里与主之间呢，还有非常美好的交通。
But even in their daily living, they have good fellowship with the Lord.
他们与主是常常在一起的。
That they are always with the Lord.
他们与主在灵里面是有敞开的一种交通的。
In the spirit, they have open fellowship with the Lord.
我们知道像这样的圣徒们在教会历史上，你可以找到一些的。
And we can see there are many of these saints we can find throughout church history.
我们晓得像第二个世纪像一些教父们。
Now we know in the fathers in the second century.
呀，他们多半都是一些非常爱主的人。
There are many who are dearly loved the Lord.
他们个人跟主之间的关系都是非常非常的好。
Personally, they have very good relationship with the Lord.
也很多人因为这个关系而寻道。
And many because of this relationship with the Lord was martyred.
我们晓得那个世美拿的那个惠都叫做波吕卡的事情, 对不对?
And we know of Polycarp in the church of Smyrna.
到最后呢,人家把他绑在柱子上当着火把把他烧掉。
We know that he was burned on the stake.
你看见他在那个时候, 他所说的话多么感动人。
And we can see how moving his words were.
他说这86年来, 他没有亏负我, 我也不能亏负他。
He says that he did not shortchange me, betray me in these 86 years, and I cannot betray him.
这实在是主耶稣的好朋友。
Indeed, he was a good friend of the Lord. And he gave his life for his friend.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear friends, dear brothers and sisters.
我们像那个Ignatius也是一样。
It is the same with Ignatius.
哎呀, 虽然他后来做了一些事情不好,
even though, at the end, he did some, he had some bad testimony that affected the church. Yet, he had a very intimate relationship with the Lord. Therefore, even his martyrdom was extremely cruel. Very horrible.
他还没有到这个罗马的斗兽场,
even before he was thrown into the Colosseum, he wrote to the brothers and sisters. He said, I would rather myself be thrown into the Colosseum now. That I would put my hand in the mouth of a lion. And you can see the scene of his martyrdom. Indeed, they were the Lord's good friends.
在教会历史上,你像甘恩夫人也是。
You can see in church history, just like Madame Gayle.
那真是除了主之外,没有别的爱慕的。
She has no other desire besides the Lord himself.
在她的生活中,主耶稣基督永远居首位。
In her life, the Lord is always has first place.
他们是那样的愿意学习十字架的功课。
They are so willing to learn the lesson of the cross.
有一个时刻摸不到主,他们里面就不安了。
Even at one moment, they cannot touch the Lord, they would feel unpeace. Indeed, they're the good friends of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
在今天在神的百姓中也有许多人他们跟主是很亲密的朋友。
Today, in the children of God, there are many who are close and good friends with the Lord.
所以呢,今天呢, 主把我们摆在朋友的地位上。
Therefore, today, when the Lord places us as friends with him,
我们既然是朋友就应该忠心。
If we are friends, we ought to be faithful.
所以第二面的忠心是忠于主的自己。
Therefore, the second requirement of faithfulness is to be faithful to the Lord himself.
那么第三方面,
the third aspect,
是讲到主人和仆人之间的关系。
It is this relationship between the master and the servant.
这个要求是, 忠于主的托付,
and this requirement is to be faithful to the Lord's trust.
作为一个仆人, 就是要忠于主的托付。
To be a servant, you must be faithful to the master's trust.
你看马太福音25章讲得很清楚。
You can see very clearly in Matthew 25,
当主离世之前,
that before the Lord returns,
那么他把他的家产托付了给许多的人。
So he has given his inheritance to many stores.
有的5000, 有的2000, 有的1000,
some 5,000, some 2,000, and some 1,000.
那么弟兄姊妹们, 神要求他们的是忠心。
Now, brothers and sisters, the Lord requires requires them to be faithful. Therefore, to be God's servant, we must know God's will.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, there is only one who knows the will of God, one who is faithful,
and
then he can receive that which is entrusted from God.
就是你做主,做仆人,
that is, if you are a servant,
你要准确地照着神的计划和目的行,
you must execute exactly according to the will of God.
应该主怎样说,
whatever the Lord says,
仆人就怎样行,
that is what the servant does.
这是一个听话的仆人,
that is an obedient servant.
今天我们不仅是神的儿女,
therefore, today we are not only the children of God,
弟兄姊妹们,我们也是神的仆人,
brothers and sisters, we are also the servants of God.
所以我们作为仆人,
therefore, as servants, we must be faithful to God.
忠于他的托付,
we must be faithful unto His trust.
我们知道在教会历史上,
we know in church history,
在这一方面忠心的人不太多,
there are not many who are faithful to this trust.
仔细地读整个教会的历史,
when we carefully read church history,
本来神要求我们这三方面都应该有的,
God requires that we be faithful to these three aspects. 你作为一个基督徒,你就该忠于主的名, to be a Christian, you're faithful to His name.
你应该忠于主的自己,
you must be faithful to the Lord Himself. You must be faithful to His trust.
这是一个完全的忠心,
this is completely faithful.
但是在教会历史上,我们可以看见呢,这个好像,这个变成分开来了。
Yet throughout church history, we see this as being divided.
有的人只忠于主的名,
some are only faithful to His name.
有的人忠于主的自己,
some are only faithful to the Lord Himself.
那么只有少数人的忠于主的托付。
And there are few who are faithful to His trust.
所以今天神希望我们能够在这三方面,
therefore, God desires for us to be faithful in all of these three aspects. Then this is altogether being faithful. Therefore, when we read the biographies of many spiritual
guys,
we see many who are only faithful to the Lord's name.
有的人呢,他们在属灵的经历上面对主的经历蛮多的,向着主自己中心。
Many, we can see their spiritual experiences are many and they're only faithful to the Lord Himself.
但是呢,在 主的托付这一方面,
but in this aspect of the Lord's trust,
真正忠心的人并不多,
there are not too many who are faithful in this area.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们晓得这最后的一个忠心乃是一个得胜的要求,
we know this last aspect of faithfulness is a requirement to be overcomers.
所以我们求主保守我们,
therefore, we ask the Lord to keep us.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, not only are we faithful to the Lord's name,
我们要忠于主的自己,
but faithful to the Lord Himself, and also faithful to His trust. This is the complete faithfulness picture the Bible shows us.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
在旧约圣经里面,
in the Old Testament,
弟兄姊妹,
now, Moses was a example of faithfulness for us. We can see from the Old Testament, Moses was faithful in all three aspects.
我们可以这样看见啊,
we can see it in this way.
好像在旧约圣经里面,摩西是头一个知道神名字的人。
It seems as if in the Old Testament, Moses was the first to know the name of God. Because in Exodus chapter 3,
我们看见当时, 神要打发他去带领以色列百姓的时候,
we see when God sends him to lead the people of Israel,
他就对神说,
he says to God,
如果我去,他们问我说神的名字是什么呢? 我不知道。
If I go and they ask me what is the name of your God, I do not know.
神就在那里把他的名字启示给摩西。
Therefore, there God revealed his name to Moses.
神说,我是, 自有拥有的神,
God tells him that I am the all-sufficient one.
就是, I am that I am.
I am that I am.
这是神第一次把他的名启示出来。
That is the first time which God revealed his name.
其实这个名就是耶和华的意思。
In fact, his name is Jehovah.
那么也许我们会问说, 那么在摩西之前的先祖们不是他们已经有的这个已经讲到提到耶和华吗?
Now, perhaps we'll ask, did not the forefathers of Moses already mention this name Jehovah?
我想如果他们那个时候已经讲到耶和华了,摩西不可能不知道耶和华的。
Now, I believe if they already mentioned, used this name Jehovah, there's no way that Moses would not know of his name.
可见在这个时间以前,他们只知道神。
We can see then, before this time, they only knew him as God.
他们并不知道耶和华的名。
And they did not know the name Jehovah.
因为我们晓得,
Now we know the Pentateuch was written by Moses.
所以他写创世纪前面的时候呢，他就是他们所求告的神就是耶和华。
Now therefore, Moses knew the name, so when he wrote, they call upon the Lord. That means his name was Jehovah.
所以我们可以这样说，摩西。 是在人类历史上第一个知道神的名字的。
We can see then that Moses was the first one in history to know the name Jehovah.
那我们读摩西五经的时候，
Now when we read the five books of Moses, we see indeed Moses was faithful to this name.
他常常讲耶和华如此说，耶和华如此晓谕我。
Now many times he says, the Lord God says, the Lord God says.
旧约圣经里面耶和华的名出现过6000多次。
The name, the Lord God, this term was appeared over 6,000 times in the Old Testament.
一半以上都是摩西提的。
More than half of that was mentioned by Moses.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你看这个名在摩西的里面。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you want to see how heavy, how weighty this word was in the heart of Moses. And therefore, in all his heart and mind was the name of the Lord. Even as the New Testament Paul, Paul was always mindful of Christ.
And
therefore, we can see on all his epistles, there are many times it's mentioned Christ. And all the teachings are of Christ. And all the answers are of Christ. And everything Christ. And everything is through Christ.
那么摩西的每样事物都透过耶和华。
For Moses, everything is through the Lord God.
所以耶和华的名在摩西的生活中间是占有非常重要的地位。
Therefore, the name of Jehovah had a very important place in the life in the life of Moses.
他是一个向着这一个名中心的人。
He was one who was faithful to that name.
摩西。
And not only was Moses faithful to that name, in Exodus chapter
33,
it speaks of the conversation between God and Moses as friends.
So
we can say then Moses was as a friend to God. We know when the Israelites was at the foot of Mount Sinai.
结果呢, 40天没下来,
because Moses went up to Mount Sinai and did not come down for 40 days and nights.
以色列人就在山脚下拜起金牛犊。
The Israelites worshipped the idol calf on the foot of Mount Sinai.
我们知道从那个时候开始起,
we know that from that point on,
摩西就把他自己的帐幕就搬到外面去了。
Then we know Moses moved his tent outside the camp.
离那个以色列营盘很远。
And it was very far from the camp.
他就住在那个外面。
He dwelt without the camp.
他称那个地方呢，我们中文翻作是会幕。
And we call that place the tabernacle.
其实那个英文应该是 the tent of meeting.
But the English translation ought to be the tent of meeting.
就是与神相会的地方。
That is the place where he met with God.
所以后来呢，神呢就不在以色列人中间讲话，就到那里去跟摩西讲话。
Therefore, no longer did God speak to him in the midst of the Israelites, but at the tent of meeting outside the camp.
所以每一次当摩西进到那个他自己的帐篷里。
Therefore, each time when Moses entered into his own tent, then we can see the glory of the Lord God appeared. And when the Israelites stand at their own entrance to their own tents, they bow down and worship.
在那里呢，我们晓得只有一个年轻人跟他在一起，就是约书亚。
And we know at that time there's only this young man, Joshua, who was with him.
看见摩西跟神之间讲话，像人间的朋友讲话一样。
And he saw as Moses spoke with the Lord God, they were as friends.
弟兄姊妹们，摩西跟神之间建立非常亲密的关系。
Brothers and sisters, Moses has a very close relationship with the Lord God.
我们晓得朋友跟朋友之间的讲话是不一样。
We know as you converse with a friend, it is different.
如果是一个长官对下属讲话,
if it was an official to his subordinate, the conversation would be different. But only a conversation between friendships is very free. Therefore, we can see this very intimate relationship Moses had with God.
都可以告诉摩西。
Therefore, what was ever in the heart of God, he can tell Moses.
甚至我们可以这样讲，就是神心里不大高兴，你告诉摩西。
We can put it this way. Sometimes God is not happy, and he tells Moses.
你看，当以色列人在山西奈山脚下拜金牛犊。
We can see when the Israelites worship the molten calf at the foot of Mount Sinai.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道那是非常危险的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, we must know that it's very dangerous to do.
神就在西奈山上。
God was just at Mount Sinai.
当着他的面拜偶像。
And right in his presence, they worship the molten calf.
非常危险。
Very dangerous.
神可以一下子就把他们全部毁灭。
God can immediately wipe them out and destroy them.
神的确好像动了这个怒。
It seems as if God's anger was provoked.
神对摩西说。
And God said to Moses,
摩西啊。
Moses.
你看他们做了这样的恶事。
But look at these people, how wicked they are.
你让开，让我把他们全部都毁灭。
Now move over, I will destroy them.
然后呢，我来建立你的家。
And then I will establish your house.
哦，弟兄姊妹，今天你知道好多侍奉主的人都有这个意念。
Now, brothers and sisters, realize many who serve the Lord have such intentions today.
假使今天主对我们说，我把全天下其他的教会统统把它拆了，只建立你们。
If the Lord says, I will wipe out all the churches throughout the world except yours, and I will establish yours.
弟兄姊妹，我们高不高兴呀？
Brothers and sisters, will we be happy or not?
我们就说阿门，阿门。
I will say, Amen, Amen.
啊，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
你要知道。我不是开玩笑，今天真的很多人有这样的意念。
Now, I'm not joking. Many have those intentions today.
因为很多人说我们就是。
Now, many say we are the right one. We're true.
都不是。
The others are wrong.
那个意思就是说，主啊，你叫他们都不是，叫我是。
And so that means, Lord, they're all wrong. So take them away. I'm right.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
摩西是主的好朋友。
Moses was the Lord's good friend.
他是一个知心的朋友。
He knows the heart of his friend.
他完全明白主的心。
He knew the heart of his friend.
啊，所以他立刻在神的面前俯伏。
So immediately he prostrated before the Lord.
向神祷告。
And he prayed to God.
神啊，你千万不能做这样。
You cannot do this, God.
你把这以色列人带到这里，然后把他们通通杀了。
Now if you brought the Israelites here and you have slain them.
那么天下的万国就说，哦，耶和华神原来把他们带出来。
Then all the nations will mock you that you let them out only to destroy them.
他说如果要做，你宁可把我的名除掉。
If you were to do so, I'd rather have you wipe out my name.
你看摩西多么摸到主的心啊。
You can see how Moses touched the heart of God.
所以摩西在神跟前的这个祷告挽回了整个以色列的。
Therefore, this prayer of Moses before God's presence have saved Israel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
这里告诉我们一件事。
Here it tells us one thing.
教会不怕难处。
That the church is not afraid of adversity.
你也不可能避免难处。
And we cannot avoid it.
但是教会中不能缺少主的朋友。
Yet, in the church, there needs to be friends of God.
如果那里有神的朋友在那里，那里就有挽回的机会。
Wherever there are friends of God, there is a chance for atonement.
如果我们没有一个人跟神之间能够建立起亲密的关系。
If no one has that close relationship with God.
你怎么能向神代祷呢？
How can we intercede to God?
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以做主的朋友非常的宝贵。
Therefore, it's very precious to be God's friend.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，神所以会赦免这般以色列百姓。
Brothers and sisters, the fact that God will forgive this group of Israelites.
因为在这里有个好朋友。
Because there was a good friend.
你要知道在以赛亚书里面有这样的话。
You know, there are these words in the book of Isaiah.
神说我拣选你雅各。
That God says, I've chosen you, Jacob, to be my servant.
啊，他是因为什么？因为亚伯拉罕的缘故。
It is for the sake of Abraham.
因为亚伯拉罕是神的好朋友啊。
Because Abraham was a good friend of God.
所以神拣选以色列人呢，弟兄姊妹有一个原因的。
So there's a reason which God chose Israel.
因为亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
That's because Abraham was God's friend.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
今天希望我们在教会中每个弟兄姊妹都做神的朋友。
Today may we all be friends of God.
如果我们这里有多有神的。
If there are many friends of God here,
啊，难处算不得什么。
Then there would be not many difficulties.
因为神是全能的神嘛。
啊， because He is the Almighty God.
弟兄姊妹，你如果能把这个好朋友请进来了，
if you can ask invite your good friend here,
有什么难处不能解决的呢？
What difficulty would be too hard for him?
看见摩西是神的朋友。
So we can see Moses was indeed a friend of God.
摩西是一个忠心的朋友。
He was a faithful friend.
所以呢，他带领以色列的百姓。
Therefore, he led the people of Israel.
弟兄姊妹们能够把神的恩典祝福带到神的百姓。
Brothers and sisters, he was able to bring the grace and blessing of God to the people.
摩西忠于主的自己。
And Moses was faithful to the Lord himself.
摩西不仅忠于主的自己。
Not only faithful to the Lord himself.
啊，我们知道最后
We know Moses also built the tabernacle.
忠于神的托付,
and he was faithful to the trust of God. Therefore, we can see in Hebrews, God calls Moses that he is faithful in all of his house. Moses was faithful upon the trust of God. And this is very precious. Oftentimes we say, brothers and sisters, the pattern on the mount is very important.
不错,
yes, the pattern on the mount is very important. Because that's the revelation of God. But we have neglected the faithfulness on the mount. If you only have the revelation on the mount,
没有山下的中心,
yet there's not faithfulness on the mount,
弟兄姊妹,
then, brothers and sisters, the revelation of God would be empty.
我这些年呢,
In these years, I have this hidden burden in my heart. Because in our midst, there are many who have heard the word which was revealed. Yes, we are much blessed than many children of God. Now, many times we hear the word of God that is delivered to us.
So,
we have the revelation from the mount, the pattern of the mount. But do we have the faithfulness of the mount? This is a very solemn question which we face today.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, we ask the Lord for His mercy. Not only do we hear such words, we must, but in church life, we must hold fast to this word. Therefore, Moses not only received the revelation on the mountain, but when he came down from the mountain, he was faithful to build according to the pattern which was shown him on the mountain.
啊, 感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
摩西的意象非常清楚,
the revelation which Moses received was very clear. Therefore, when he returned to the people of Israel, his teaching was also very clear. And amongst the people of Israel, he gained a group of faithful people.
啊, 我们知道这个会幕啊,
now we know Moses could not build the tabernacle by himself.
那么后来呢, 主在以色列百姓中间兴起了两个人, 一个叫比沙列, 一个是亚和利亚伯。
And we know that the Lord raised two individuals. One was Aholiab, and the other one was Bezrel.
这两个人呢, 一个从犹大支派出来,
one was from the tribe of Judah and one was from the tribe of Dan.
这两个人跟摩西之间有非常好的配合。
Now these two work coordinately together.
他们就完全照着摩西在山上所看见的样式。
They built exactly according to the mount, pattern which was shown Moses on the mountain. And they led the people of Israel to build the tabernacle.
我们知道当时, 以色列百姓中还有很多人加入这个行列。
And we know many entered into the service of this building.
啊, 又有许多有智慧的妇人也加入这个行列。
And there were also many wise women who entered into service.
所以我们可以看见摩西不仅在山上得到的启示是明亮的。
Therefore, we see not only was the revelation given to Moses very clear on the mountain.
摩西下山之后呢, 把这个启示也 教导得非常清楚,
but also Moses taught this revelation very clearly when he came down from the mountain.
弟兄姊妹我们记得啊,
brothers and sisters, we recall
安提阿的教会啊,
the church in Antioch, they were able to have such a great influence on the churches later. That's because they had two outstanding gifts.
一个是先知,
now one was a prophet and one was a teacher.
今天我们在教会中真是需要这两样的恩赐。
Truly, today we need such gifts in the church.
这个先知呢,
now for the prophet, the ministry of the prophet to receive revelation, and the teacher teacher is able to teach.
他能把这个先知所看见的详详细细的教导给弟兄姊妹。
The teacher is able apt to teach what the prophet has saw very clearly to the brothers and sisters.
所以圣灵的工作在安提阿的教会里面是特别的强烈。
Therefore, the work of the Holy Spirit was especially strong in the church of Antioch.
弟兄姊妹们，那个工作从他们一直影响到外邦。
Now, brothers and sisters, their work.Even influence to the Gentile nation.
所以你看见这个保罗出去做工了，总是要回来转一转，到安提阿转一转。
Therefore, we can see in the missionary trips of Moses, of Paul, no matter where he went, he will come back to visit Antioch.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们，我们不仅听见一些启示的道。
Therefore, today not only do we hear the word of revelation.
我们也求主让我们中间能出现一些能教导别人的人。
But we also ask the Lord to give us those who are apt to teach others.
所以你看保罗在最后写信给提摩太的时候。
And、therefore, we can see at the end when Paul writes to Timothy.
他说你要能够教导那些忠心能教导别人的人。
But you must be able to entrust to those who are faithful and apt to teach.
这样主的旨意才能够被所有的神的百姓明白。
Then only will the will of God be understood by all the children.
这样叫神的托付呢，才能够被承受住。
Therefore, then the trust of the Lord is carried.
所以我们看见摩西下山之后。
Therefore, we see Moses when he came down from the mountain.
弟兄姊妹们，他带着这一班以色列的百姓，把那个会幕建造的完全。
Now we can see Moses leading.The congregation to build the tabernacle.
完全照着山上的样式。
Completely according to the pattern shown to him on the mountain.
当他们最后会幕建造起来的时候。
So at the end, after they finish the building of the tabernacle.
圣经就记载说他每一样的事物都按照山上的样式。
The scriptures record for us, he did everything according to the pattern of the mountain.
我们晓得这是在人类历史上面。
We know throughout church in man's history.
是人在地上。在侍奉上能把荣耀归给神的。
Now, that is the first time in the service man was able to give glory to God.
是在一个团体的情况里面把荣耀归给神的。
It was under this congregation that as a corporate body they gave glory back to God.
啊，但是我们要注意一件事情。
But we must pay attention to one thing.
在马太福音二十五章那里。
In Matthew chapter 25.
主对那个拿五千的那个人那个一个称赞。
This is the praise that the Lord gave to the servant with 5,000 talents.
不仅说你是善良又忠心的仆人。
Not only did he say that you're a good and faithful servant.
我们注意下面的话说什么？你在不多的事上忠心。
But the Lord continues to say you are faithful over a few things.
路加福音里面也讲的在小事上面忠心。
Also in the book according to Luke, it says that you're faithful over a few things.
今天我们提起会幕啊。
Today, when we consider the tabernacle,
这是神的居所,
for this is the dwelling place of God,
很荣耀的感觉,
therefore, it gives us a very glorious feeling.
但是实际上按照物质的那个建造来讲是个小的东西。
But in fact, when we talk about it tangibly, it is actually a very little thing.
会幕没有多大。
It's not a very big area, this tabernacle.
我想就像你们这个会所差不多这么大一点。
Perhaps it's just like the dimensions of this building.
所以呢，你让这个摩西啊，我们知道摩西受过埃及人的教育。
Now we know that Moses was taught by the Egyptians.
为法老王建造两座基货城。
And he was able to build great cities for Pharaoh.
说不定呢，摩西啊，金字塔都会都盖了。
Perhaps Moses knew how to build the pyramids.
那个金字塔，你看那个多么伟大壮观呢，对不对？
And you can see how great and mighty the pyramids are.
那个会幕只不过是个帐幕，小小的东西而已。
But for the tabernacle, it's but a tent, a very small thing.
当然呢。弟兄姊妹们，这个会幕里面的一针一线，每一件事情都有属灵的含义。
But of course, every aspect of the tabernacle, even every stitch, has a
spiritual meaning. 但是呢，它把神的全盘的心意通通彰显出来。
Even though it is a little thing, it does manifest to us all the heart and desire of God.
但是无论怎样，从外面来看，神托付给摩西的。是件小事情。
Regardless, externally looking at it, this was a trust to Moses, very small thing.
就跟那个帐幕的会幕的本身来讲，那个不是什么大不了的。
When we just look at the tabernacle itself, it is nothing great.
按照现代的技术的话呢，恐怕一个礼拜就弄出来。
Perhaps by today's calculations, that can be done in a week's time.
但是呢，弟兄姊妹们，虽然是小。
But brothers and sisters, though it is small,
但是摩西在上面全然忠心。
Yet Moses was completely faithful in all of God's house.
弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we have to thank God.
神没有托付我们多大的事情。
God did not entrust great things to us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的神到底有多伟大？
Brothers and sisters, how great is our God?
我常常有在做一些思想。
And many times I consider this before the Lord.
我们难以测度神多伟大。
it is unfathomable to us how great God is. He is almighty. His wisdom. His works. Brothers and sisters. It is unfathomable. Yet God has entrusted this very small thing, the tabernacle, to Moses. Indeed, God is compassionate to our weakness. Today, God did not require much.
但是呢,
yet, in these small things, we see that God, Moses was faithful. Likewise, for us to build a church today. I oftentimes think there are not many things in the church. I don't think it is as troublesome as the city government of San Francisco. Perhaps it's not even more difficult than the affairs of running an elementary school. But our difficulty is because many times we think that is too small of a thing, so we despise it. So the Lord especially reminds us we must be faithful over a few things. Here we're not only meeting together, but we are building the house of God. There are many high scrapers. Skyline in the city of San Francisco, God does not desire to dwell in them. Yes, when God looks at us, we are nothing, yet He desires to dwell in our midst.
所以如果我们今天在一起的聚集能成为主的居所,
therefore, as we gather together and we can be the dwelling place of God, how great is that?
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters,
摩西在神的托付上全然尽忠心。
Moses was completely faithful in the trust of the Lord. In the Old Testament. Now, Moses was the perfect example of faithfulness for us. He was faithful to the name of the Lord. He was faithful unto the Lord himself. And he was faithful to the Lord's trust. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in these last days, we know this is the most important calling of God to the church. God is willing to reveal His desire to us. But even more so, God desires to gain a group of faithful people before Him. May God give us this desire that we'll be faithful to His name. We must have a close, intimate relationship with the Lord to be faithful unto the Lord Himself. And today, when the Lord places us together, when we have church life together, we must be faithful to His trust so that His desire will be completed in our midst.
那弟兄姊妹们,
therefore, brothers and sisters, when the Lord returns, I believe we can welcome His returning with joy.
所以这些日子,
therefore, in these days,
当我想到主的托付,
now, when I consider the trust of the Lord,
我里面有一点感觉沉重吧,
now, within me, I feel this weight.
就是到底我们能不能成为一般
In fact, can we be a group of people to receive this trust from the Lord? Are we able to be faithful in His presence? And may we be those who are faithful. Let us bow head for a word of prayer. Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving to Thee. Because you have chosen us just as we are. And you know we are corrupt. And you know that we are weak. And yet there's no repentance with your calling, Lord. Today we know you have given us your name. And we are those who are under your name. Now may we honor your name. May we be as faithful wives to be faithful unto thee. To be faithful to thy name. And we also thank thee, Lord. Thou hast placed us upon position as friends. May each one of us be your friend. To be a faithful friend. To be a close friend.
主啊,
Lord, draw us. So that in love we have a deeper fellowship with you. that daily we will dwell with you.
我们愿意做你的仆人。
And we are willing to be your servant.
愿我们能做忠心的仆人。
And may we be faithful servants.
好叫你的托付在我们身上能得到成就。
So that your trust can be completed upon us.
主啊，在这末了的时代。
Lord, in these last days.
愿我们的耳朵能够听见这个忠心的呼召。
May our ears be able to hear this faithful calling you have.
主啊，当地上许多的光景在衰败。 在失败的光景中的时候,
Lord, when the conditions around us are corrupt and failing,
愿你在我们中间得出一半忠心的百姓,
may you be able to gain a group of faithful servants in your midst.
主啊, 我们实在承认我们是不配的,
Lord, we confess we are not worthy.
但是我们感谢你的拣选,
but Lord, we thank thy choice.
主啊, 我们要靠着你的力量, 我们在你面前来仰望你,
and by thy strength, we look to thee.
求你叫我们在这末后的时代做一个忠心的人,
that in these last days, we will be one who is faithful.
主啊, 求你使我们的耳朵能够清清楚楚地听见你的呼召,
Lord, may you cause our ears to hear very clearly your calling,
让我们在不多的日子里面,
so that in these end days,
紧紧地跟随你,
that we will follow thee closely.
主啊, 谢谢你的恩典,
Lord, we thank thee for thy grace.
垂听我们的祷告,
listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名,
in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.